all been following the events after Hurricane Sandy. It's on the news every night, all the people who have been affected by that storm, and it reminds us the importance of disaster preparation. Most of us think about it afterwards and then don't do anything about it. I'm one of those people. But disaster preparation is very important, and it's never too early to start. The volunteer firefighters go to the preschool children and teach them what to do in the event of a disaster. They get on the floor, they roll with them, they show them how important it is to prepare. And it's important for all of us to prepare for disasters. Those who were prepared, who heard that they needed to get out and heeded the warning, were very happy they did when they came back and found their homes completely destroyed. One person said that he wanted to be macho and he stayed through the storm, and he said it was the dumbest thing he had ever done because he almost lost his life. And we know that some people have lost their lives. Some were bright enough that after the last big storm, they went out and purchased generators. Those who waited till the last minute and then went to the stores and tried to find generators could not find them. It's always good to be prepared. And we know that in our own lives, we need to prepare for disaster because it does happen. Jesus tried to prepare his disciples when he said that the temple was going to be destroyed. And he said not one stone was going to be left. Now that must have been very hard for the disciples to hear, because that was the bedrock of their faith, was that temple. It showed them security. It showed them a place where they could worship. And he said it was going to be gone. And you can imagine how the disciples felt, and they asked him, tell us the signs so that we know to get out before that happens. And in the book of Hebrews, we read about people who were between disasters. The persecutions of Nero had ended, but they could see the signs of the time that they were going to enter into new persecution. And it's in Hebrews that we have a disaster kit, and we learn what to do and how to survive a disaster. And it's found in the readings that we had, and I'll call this the Christian's Survival Kit. First, the person who wrote Hebrews said, you have a tool in your kit that you must always use. They said, whenever disaster is looming, we can go in to the throne room of grace. We can go into God's presence himself, and we can pray, and we have full access. We don't have to worry about guilt. We don't have to worry about the mistakes of the past. They're all taken care of because of Jesus. And so we can go in even if the disaster is of our own making. And a lot of disasters in our own lives are because of the foolish choices we make. And sometimes we feel so badly about those choices that we feel like we cannot go in and speak to God. But through Jesus, the Bible promises us that if we walk into the presence of God, we will always be accepted. And so that's the first thing that we have to remember when we're preparing for disaster, when we want to survive this life, is that we can always and at all times come to God. The second tool is to hold on for dear life. When we're in the midst of a problem, we've got to hang on to our faith for dear life. The way we do this is not because we are so faithful, not because we are so strong, but because we know that God is faithful. I was at a Lutheran women's retreat this week, and we were talking about disaster, we were talking about tragedy, and at every table, somebody was sharing some terrible thing that had happened. And if you live long enough, there's a lot of bad stuff that's going to happen. And so each person was sharing that, and then I asked them to write down in their groups the resources that God had given them through that time of trial. Well, the stories that came out, the wonderful stories of the peace that came during tragedy, and the people that God provided, and the provisions of even pets, things that they wouldn't ordinarily see as helpful, all of a sudden they all conspired to help that person through those disasters. We hang on, not because we're strong, but because God is faithful. And we've seen his faithfulness in the past. When we look back at the disasters in our lives, we can see how God has helped us, how God has gotten us through. So in the next disaster, we hold on for dear life because we know God is faithful. And then the third thing, and this is the challenge in survival, is that we take other people with us. We don't hunker down and wait for the storm is over in our life. There's a wonderful series, fascinating series, I think it's on A&E, called Preppers. Have any of you ever seen that? It's a series about people who believe that disaster is imminent, that either economic disaster is going to come on the United States or a nuclear war or something like that, and they have made it their lives' work to prepare for disaster and to have at least a year or two of supplies ready so if disaster strikes, they and their family will be safe. Now, it's a fascinating story, very troubling because most of them have weapons. Because the idea is that when this disaster strikes and other people want their help and want to get in on what they have, they'll have weapons to defend themselves. I went on a prepper website and they talked about secrecy. One person said, I was really foolish because I showed people my stash, my stash of food and weapons and supplies. And he said, that was very foolish. We have to be secretive about this. And that is the exact opposite of the Christian. The Christian is told not to hunker down, but it says that we have to stir each other up and provoke each other to good work. And then when the rest of the world is in their bunkers, we're to be out in the field working for Jesus and working for the good of others. That's the challenge of the Christian life, to stir each other up to good works and to gather together, even when those who are bitter and those who are afraid stay away. We gather together because we know the God of all creation. We don't have to hunker down. We can do the work of God even in the midst of danger because we know a Savior. And we know the safety of being. These are the tools of survival for the Christian. We can always come to God, no matter what, no matter how foolish we've been, we can come to him. We can hold on because we know he's faithful. And we never go into our bunkers. We get out there and we do his work until his kingdom comes on earth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that we do not have to fear, that we are overcomers, that we know that the faithfulness of the God of our past will be the God of our future, who will bring us into that unknown future. We ask that you would stir us up to good works, to loving and to serving you until our journey's end. We thank you for the Christian survival kit that you give to everyone who loves your name, and we ask that you would help us to live into that in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand with me and turn to our closing hymn number 790, God